Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Fire for All podcast, the only podcast that is currently being investigated by the Goldwater Institute. I am joined, as always, by Ed.
What's up, everybody?
And Brendan.
Hey.
All right. And we got a lot to talk about today. Before I forget, I'm Carl. The Coyotes are currently out of the top eight. Do you think there's still time for them to come back? Is it time to start worrying? Is it time to maybe go for a trade? What do you guys think?
Trade line will be interesting, I think, especially if we have players, you know, like Hanzel or Verbata out. But as much as it sucks, I wouldn't stress just yet. You know, I still think there's enough time, and the Coyotes will be able to pull, you know, something out of their heads.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, we were kind of in the same position before that run in February last season. We were kind of in that 11th to 12th spot. Looked like we were falling behind, no consistency. So I think it's certainly possible that they right the ship and get it going, but they need to do it soon, if only to give themselves a little more space down the stretch so they don't have to be perfect again like they were last season.
Do you think that the Coyotes are going to go for a trade this season? Last season we acquired Antoine Vermette, which seems to be working out extremely well, although you can kind of look at it. It took him a little time to find his game with the team. Do you think they're going to try and plug a hole early on?
Considering all the off-ice, you know, business that's going on, that's why I say it'll be interesting. You know, we're either not active or barely active come, you know, trade deadline.
Yeah, I expect Maloney to make, you know, one or two sort of minor deals. I think they really need to clear some space on the blue line, especially on the lower level. Unfortunately, you know, Stone, Summers, Rundblad, none of them are really establishing themselves as up-and-coming defensemen. And then we still have Brandon Gormley in the minors who, you know, could be making a charge up in the next year or so. There's a lot of people cramming for not very many spots, and I think they're going to need to free up some space there and get some players that can fit into the lineup on offense.
All right. Of the three, Stone, Rundblad, and Summers, who would you get rid of if you had to pick one?
Probably Rundblad.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's because I got used to seeing Stone, because, you know, he came in, what was it, a little bit before the playoffs last season, and then he was in during the playoffs, and I thought he played pretty good. Out of the three, I think he looks the best thus far.
Yeah.
And so.
Yeah, I would actually deal Stone. Precisely for that reason, I think because he's looking the best, he's probably the most likely to get something decent back in return. And plus, I think David Rundblad, as frustrating as he has been on defense, there have been flashes, particularly on the power play, where you can see why they're very high on him. And then Chris Summers, I think, is more of a Rusty Kleslla kind of defensive player in terms of his very stay-at-home, shutdown. And I don't know exactly how many of those guys they have. They have a lot of guys like Oliver Ekman-Larsson and Keith Yandel. So I think Michael Stone is probably the best bet to deal.
I was just going to say, I would deal Summers. Because from what I hear about Gormley, he's a great shutdown defenseman. Stone, I think, has the most experience with the team, so I'd kind of keep him around for a little bit. And Rundblad, I think, has the most potential, so I'd keep him too. Which, I think if you have Gormley in the mix, where they were talking about bringing him up this season, I'm actually kind of surprised that they haven't tried it yet. I would go Summers. Not that I think he's been playing badly, I think he's been playing very well, but of the three, he's the piece that I wouldn't want to, or that I'm most comfortable with losing. Don't really want to see him go, especially against a team in our conference, especially our division. But I would feel more comfortable with him going.
Just send him to Columbus. They always give us something good in return.
I was actually going to say, how do you guys feel about Schlemko being dealt?
Wait, what?
How would you guys...
Oh, yeah. Okay, sorry. I thought you said he got traded. Never mind.
Oh, no. I know. I feel like with Keith Yandel, you know, there's so much trade talk about him, but I feel like Schlemko has enough upside. He's good enough to the point where he wouldn't leave a huge hole, but he can mean something huge for a team.
Well, we are seeing a Schlemko-less team right now. In the long run, I would feel comfortable trading him just because he's been pretty injury-prone. Last season, he was out for a bit, and we thought they was going to be gone for the entire season, but he ended up coming back early. This season, he's out with a shoulder problem. You know, I'm not sure I have much faith in him in the long run. What about you, Brendan?
I really liked him, but I really liked him with Rusty Kessel. I thought they had some very good chemistry this year and last year, but you're certainly right about the injuries. But I wonder how much of those injury problems are other teams going to see if they considered acquiring him, right? Because it's certainly we'd like him to be in the lineup for every game. But so would other teams as well. And if he's missed significant time in the past couple of games, are they going to be willing to take the risk on him and give up something meaningful in order to acquire him?
Yeah. Well, I think it's also a situation where we've seen a team where we're struggling to find a sixth defenseman who's really going to fit in. Do we take the chance on losing him and, you know, having them fight off for a sixth spot for the last few games of the season? Is it worth the risk, especially going into playoffs? So I can see him. I'd feel more comfortable if we traded him during the off season, is what I'm trying to say here.
I don't know. I don't see him as such a huge piece. You know, I understand that when we need a defenseman, you know, to drop down and, you know, getting the play, I could see that he does it. When we need somebody to drop down and block a shot, I could see that he does that. But to me, he isn't anything that's super, super spectacular. You know, he isn't a Kessler. He isn't a Yandel. He isn't an all-over Ekman Larson. And I've always thought that Yandel's, you know, on the chopping block, or, you know, we're hearing offers about him, but I think Schlemko has always been one that we could deal, and it wouldn't be so huge on the team. Yeah,
it wouldn't leave a major hole, like if we were to lose Yandel or trade Yandel, but I think it would leave a hole, and until we know that there's a person who's able to fill that hole, which just this season it seems like we don't really have that. If one of the three had stepped up, if Runeblad had been playing excellently, or Summers or Stone, then I would be a little bit more comfortable. But until, as long as we have this revolving six defenseman, I'm not sure I would feel comfortable trading Schlemko. Although, you know, he's got a good contract. I could see it in the off season. If one of the guys steps up and he's still hurt, maybe I could see them, you know, doing a trade like that. Although I don't know what we'd get for him. Maybe go to Edmonton. They have, you know, talent on the offense. Yeah. They need defense. Maybe a good person.
Yeah, I think Edmonton would be a good trading partner, especially since they have a lot of what the Coyotes need and we have a lot of what they need.
Yeah. If only we could fuse together into one super team. The Voltron effect.
That would be pretty sweet.
So, you know, you could email us at 5forHollingPodcast. No, sorry. So, you could email us at ffhpodcast@gmail.com or find us on the Twitter at ffhpodcast. It feels like there should be something to add to that, but it's just FFH podcast.
To say at, you're supposed to say at.
I said at. Or just comment on the, you know, page that you're looking at while listening to this, you know. Tell us how we're, tell us how much we suck. Tell us if we're halfway decent. You know, give us some kind of feedback, people. Tell us what you'd like to hear, you don't want to hear. Tell us if you want to give us money. Or if you're going to be going to a game in the next week. Tell us something.
You're just trying to get free tickets.
I love free tickets. It's like regular tickets, but they're free. Yeah, that's all. Join us next. We'll hopefully be doing this again. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, Internet.
Bye, guys.
All right. Talk to you guys. Bye.